There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Next couple hours, you and I, easy to get in touch as well. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 for a call or a text. And a reminder, too, you can always use that microphone icon on the front page of the FM Talk 106.5 app. If you press that, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. All right, a couple things as we get started here, and we'll go to Washington in just a second. But watching this, I know there's updates coming in. We'll probably get something from Devin here shortly. Multiple fire departments responding to a building fire in Baldwin County. Said it's somewhere near 181 and Milton Jones Road. Said the area is extremely congested with emergency response vehicles, so drivers are asked to avoid this area if possible. So if that involves you heading out for lunch or whatever, you're probably aware of it if it's that big of a fire. But once again, this is 181 and Milton Jones Road. Big fire there. They're working, so be aware of that as you head out, you know, for lunchtime. All right, you gotta turn the other way, or however you have to do it. Something you got to check out here. You always got to check out our Facebook page for several reasons. Also, reminder, America's 250 Summer Showcase continues. More and more winners out there each week. You could be this week's winner when you post up your patriotic photo. If you'll go to FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook, you'll see the link there, and you can click it right there, put your picture in, and win and be in the running for that grand prize, which is pretty awesome. We'll get into it, details here later on in the show, or you can check it out on our website. But while you're there, you got a question of the day. Question du jour from Leanna on the Facebook page. If there was a candle that is Mobile scented, what would it smell like? Got all the candle names cracked me up too. It's like I used to have a running bit. I used to write for Lanyap. I did a column for probably a decade for them. I think I wrote about it. I think I talked about it on my old radio shows. Like how we had to learn the new colors. Like you kind of learned your colors growing up, your basic, you know, your Roy G. Biv colors. And then you got the advanced Crayola sets. You learned like burnt sienna and some other ones. But then you would look at catalogs. And I'd be like, that shirt looks nice. It's brown. And it'd say, it'd be Arizona Sunset Brown. Or something. You know, they'd have all these other names. But the candles are the same thing. They're like a mix of, this one smells like fog and hickory or something like that. And, you know, I don't know that fog has a smell, but so the candles have those names. Well, very funny so far, people, and maybe we'll get a chance to read some of these, but go to our Facebook page and post up there. If there was a candle that is Mobile scented, what would it smell like? So yeah, let us know and check it out over on Facebook. All right. So we take you to Washington as the funeral is, or I guess you can't say funeral anymore. The celebration of life. Is this, you know, the celebration of life. So whatever, the funeral for Lindsey Graham. 71 years old, died July 11th, and even though the web has a lot of theories on how he died, they're going with cardiovascular disease. They said they did the medical examiner did this, and they said they did a aortic dissection, and they said it was, you know, a blockage, I guess. So I know that doesn't, you know, jive with the, He's at the Ukrainian drone factory and gets hit by a missile from Russia, all the other things out there. But that's what they're going with. I thought this was interesting, too. They're talking about, you know, remembrances of Lindsey Graham today. 30-year career. Okay? 30-year career. Been there, done that in the Senate. But even with 30 years up there, still not, he was not, he didn't change, when he died, it did not change the seniority leaders in the Senate. Now, this is, they're not, nobody left that's like Robert Byrd, you know, numbers, who was, what, 50 years? 50 years in the same position, Byrd. But yeah, currently, here's the stat. I looked this up. Number one, Chuck Grassley, who's been in office since 1981. I'll point out, you know, I'm not a, not a spring chicken anymore, but 1981, I was nine. I was 9 years old. Nine. I'm 54 now. I was nine when Chuck Grassley came to Washington. So that's 45 years of continuous service. The close second, but still 3 years behind, if you believe he's alive or dead, Mitch McConnell, 1985, 41 years in the Senate. Patty Murray in third, child's play, 33 years of continuous service since 93. But how about that? So y'all figure out how old you were. I was nine when Chuck Grassley came to Washington and still there. That's amazing. We'll see. There's a lot of people speaking at speaking about you heard some of the clips on the news there, speaking about Lindsey Graham. It was interesting too. I think there's a clip there of the Vice President J.D. Vance saying that in his time being around Lindsey Graham, that he was fascinated by everybody, right? Like to meet, he was fascinated by everybody. That's an interesting trait for good politicians. I've seen it over the years. I haven't, you know, met all of them, obviously. I have heard stories of people who worked around presidents that we have had and talked about this skill. But I've seen it definitely at some federal level, a lot at state and local. And that's kind of true what J.D. Vance said. The people I know that are good at this, they are very interested in other people. If it's real or put on, I don't know that. But they're good about asking questions of other people, getting to know them. And then they have this ability, if you know what I'm talking about, you've been around them, to retain pieces of information. So when you see the person next time, they'll say some conversation that seemed like years ago to you, they'll say, well, how's the such and such? Or what's happening with this and that? How are that how's that person? It's something if you watch and listen to, you'll see. So, I mean, I would agree with J.D. Vance on that. That's part of the formula that makes somebody successful at doing that. All right, so Lindsey Graham to be celebrated today. A lot of us call a funeral, but celebration of life, I guess, and then they'll have the funeral after. I'm not sure how it all works in Washington. One of the other stories out of Washington, I know, you know, a lot of discussions already been happening on this station about the Dear Diary. Dear Diary. Or is it Diary of Wimpy Kid? It's the Diary of Fauci. And this release now, Senator Rand Paul has been pushing, you know, been pushing back on Fauci since the word go. And he's carried this ball. And now we have the release of Fauci's COVID-era diary. And so, and the journals that went with it. So it's a real good insight. Some of the things just to me looking through, and I haven't read every page, but some of this kind of just confirms things we thought. Some of them kind of expand things I thought. Some of them don't confirm something that we thought before. But I think it's interesting. So, I mean, we'll come back for the break and talk about this. Fauci, you know, early on said, well, this lab leak thing is a possibility. But remember when they talked to us, we the people, that was crazy that a bat-borne virus could come out of the bat laboratory. But we'll get into this. And your thoughts as well. 251-343-0106 if you get Diary of a Creepy Kid. That's even funnier. All right, coming right back. We'll get your comments on the text line and the phone line and go through Fauci's diary.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:20, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. 251-343-0106. Thank you, Michael. On the text line said, I just came through 181 and 64. Congestion has cleared. All right, good news there. Thank you. People suggesting sense for the and you'll hit this up on the Facebook page as well. I mean, we could talk about it here, but, you know, you do it on the Facebook page. You enter the melee about this. And the question that Leanna put up, if there was a candle that is Mobile scented, what would it smell like? So some of the, John says moon pie. Another John says salt air. Okay. Chris in Orange Beach says, you know how you can smell iron when you're out on the bay? That's the smell of Mobile. Let's see. Thomas in Irvington, what's up, Thomas? Said Mardi Gras candles. Okay. But I mean, is the Mardi Gras candle smell like moon pie? Does it smell like, you know, when it rains like on Joe Kane Day, and then by Tuesday it's kind of fermented in the side of the road there in the puddles. Backstrap Stacker says chocolate moon pie mixed with coal dust and muddy bay water. You know, I could picture something like that. I mean, you all have, I mean, even guys out here, you've seen those candles, right? When the ladies buy them, you go, "This is what's the scent of." Fog and ambition or something. Like, what does that smell like? Well, that's it. That's the smell. Randy said, Sean, although Lindsey Graham will be missed, I really believe this is another pro for the term limit argument. Our senators shouldn't die of old age while in office. They should be at the end of a lengthy retirement. That's Randy and Theodore. Yeah, and once again, I mean, they're talking about the time that, you know, the time that Lindsey Graham was there in the Senate. But once again, 30 years is chump change. You look at it, Chuck Grassley, who arrived in 1981, Mitch McConnell, 1985. It's not like I'm young either. I was nine when he arrived there. Nine. Pat says, I was negative 11, Sean. I'm older than you. Even an old guy like me, Pat, was nine when that happened. Ultra Runner said, our scent would be Eau de la Beaufils, Rue de la Bama. So let me see, okay. Oh, so the water of the Beaufils is son-in-law, right? Or Beaufils, I think that's a, so it would be the water of son-in-law, Rue of Alabama. Ultra Runner, how am I doing? I took French in high school, the last time I took, yeah. Eau de la Beaufils. Yeah, so I mean, it's the water of the son-in-law Rue of Alabama. So that's a, I don't know why son-in-law would be a scent you would want in a candle. I don't know. Billy from Fowl River, I remember the 60s. We lived off Old Shell and Sage Avenue and the smell of the paper bills. You know, Dalton and I were talking about that yesterday, Billy. I remember growing up, you could tell when the wind was out of the east, and that's when we smelled the paper mill, right? You get the right track, you smell the paper mill at the house. You could just say, oh, the wind's out of the east today. Why? Paper mill. Let's see. Jason, I think the Mobile candle would have a light yellow tone and a scent of an early Saturday morning Dolphin Street and a slight black peppering from the breeze off McDuffie Coal Terminal. Yes, several people have talked about the coal terminal portion. Buddy said the smell of paper mills. Yep. Or Rubberoid? I don't know what is that? texture, day three, scented candle, day three of the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. I don't know about that. But what that, although it depends. Like if you're right there by the funnel cakes at the rodeo site, I see what you're saying, but you're out on the water, it still smells great. New Orleans would be urine. Well, probably. Let's see. I don't know who this is on the text line. Said they should have just held Mitch McConnell's funeral today with Lindsey Graham and saved the taxpayers some money. This texture says the candle would smell like the Maw's sewage plant. I gotcha. Okay, so Ultra Runner, or I could say Ultra Runner, said Alabama's redheaded stepchild. I gotcha. So Bo Fields, can't that be son-in-law? It's also stepchild. Okay, that's funny. Yeah, my man Reynolds, Ode to Rodeo, a wonderful blend of July rain, saltwater sunscreen, sweat, and dead fish. All right, so you'll be working on these calendars. I know there's a interviewed somebody who does this, a lady who does makes candles here in town. I know probably not the only one, but I remember the discussion, and I was making like local candles. So there you go, some ideas here for local candle scents that you can put out. But yeah, go give us your thoughts over on the Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. All right, so back to Dear Diary and Fauci. So the lab leak theory, remember that? Like, just Occam's razor would tell you that possibly, a bat-borne disease could have something to do with the lab where they're working on gain of function and bats with bats. But you just said a crazy idea, but it says that in the early months of the pandemic, Fauci considered the lab accident theory to be possible, though he didn't believe it was to be the most likely origin of COVID-19. No, what did they tell us? It was the wet market, and it was pangolins. People eating pangolins. A lot of pangolin eating. That's where it came from. Not the place where they were working on gain of function. That would have made too much sense. It says here, entries show uncertainty while evidence was still developing. Later entries from Fauci reflect his view that the lab leak theory had become associated with political arguments and conspiracy claims. Maybe because y'all denied it right away. Yeah, I heard April Marie talking about this as well. In the diaries, you see Fauci kind of getting a little starstruck here, right? Like, for himself. He was writing about how often he was on television, what celebs, you know, were talking to him, giving him invitations, public recognition. Remember, they had him throw out the pitch maybe at a Nationals game, I think, or they had their own bobblehead. Remember they came out with the Fauci bobblehead? He's like, but he was thinking about his public image back then. Also says how his relationship with Trump deteriorated over time. Said he described frustration with President Trump back then. Fauci wrote that Trump often minimized the virus, was preoccupied with public image. Well, there's two of y'all. It was difficult to persuade to take stronger public health measures. But I'll say you got what you wanted out of Trump because he did the he set the whole build the vaccine and protect the companies from any lawsuits. That was all from Trump. People like to forget that stuff, but remember, he was. Like, the president was all on board with that. And then he kind of drifted away from it, you know, out of office. But, I mean, that's just fact. Interesting, too, it says here, one of the most closely watched revelations in Fauci's diary. I wonder what it looked like on the front of the diary. Was it decorated like the, remember, you used to have the girls when we were teenagers, they would decorate their diaries all the front, like stickers and, what was it, paint pens and stuff on the front? So one of the most closely watched revelations in Fauci's diary records, it's private discussions with his longtime advisor, David Morins. After controversy emerged over Morins' communications, critics argue those entries raise questions about Fauci's earlier congressional testimony regarding the extent of those contacts. Which, by the way, you know, Morins in trouble, right? Like, was it a few months ago or whatever that federal charges came in against him. So that Morins, okay. So we buddy, talking about his conversations with him. Now, there's obviously more to come out on this. And if you go to probably elsewhere, I see it on Twitter. Rand Paul is, I don't know, like every 26 seconds putting more out about the diary. You know, is there a, there's nothing in there than what's been released that Fauci engineered COVID-19. A lot of people think, yeah, it's a, you know. But there's a difference between facilitating and engineering, right? But it's interesting, this coming out Remember when we were told to shut up and listen to what Fauci said? Remember those days? All right. Hey, coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Always good to talk to my buddy, the man over at Parrish Tractor, Blaine Price, and let's see what it, I'm going to check. A heat advisory going on today. Right now, the 98 degrees with a real feel of 117, Blaine.
I know it. It is rather warm out there. So, but we got something to help with that. If you're looking in the market for a tractor, now's the time to get you a cab tractor with that AC because it could be useful on days like today.
Why do I feel like you're talking to me? Because I'm, you know, Kubota guy, but open cab. I sure would like to turn the air conditioning on.
That's right. Me as well. But let's say you got an open cab and you're not wanting to go to the cab models. We do have our canopy tops in stock to keep that sun off of you at least. And we do have our cool tops, the ones that it's the canopy top that has the fan built into it that blows air down on you. So we have different options. If you're not looking to upgrade to a cab model, we can hook you up with one of those canopy tops or the cool tops to keep you a little bit cooler.
And they match, y'all. They match your tractor.
That's right.
Which is good. Also, what about in, like, giving, like, a canopy for a zero turn if I'm out there mowing?
Yeah, so the canopy tops of the tractors fit the zero turn mowers as well. So, like I said, we've got plenty of those in stock right now. So give us a call, come by and see us. We'll be happy to help.
Okay. Tell folks how to find you in person and then online.
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale on Highway 59. You can come by and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or Saturdays, 8 till noon. You can find us online at parrishtractor.com. You can see all of our rental equipment and our used inventory on our website there at parrishtractor.com. Or you can give us a call, 251-947-4171.
Hey, thank you, man.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Yeah, those canopies would be in the cool top. That would be nice because it is we were talking to – I was on the phone with – I think over the weekend. We're trying to explain to it's our friends in Utah. And I was explaining, like, they said, well, it's hot out here too. And I'm like, yeah, because y'all's fire or something like that. I said, at home, I said, we're 3 shirts a day. And good, my buddy out there, even though he's in Utah, understood it. I said, that's how much sweating. You go out to do one thing, then you got to throw that in the washing machine, get another T-shirt, got to do something else, come in, throw it in the washing machine. Then at nighttime, you get the third one. So you did three shirts a day. All right, to the text line, Squirrel Vereen said the Mobile candle wouldn't last long because someone would grab it and smoke drugs with its fire. There's your local scent. What was the stuff they were getting high on before? Remember the bath salts? I mean, people, like, that's my worry about drug policy, too. Unless you live on an island, and you could keep everything. People, you take one thing away and they figure out, well, then maybe this thing I could get high on. Remember the bath? Is that a thing anymore? Remember bath salts where people were doing the bath salts? Monty says a candle scent would be bay mud and crab traps. That's a special smell, like the bay mud. And also, I would argue there's a little nuance to this, Delta mud. Now, bay mud has a smell and it's very similar to Delta mud, but like the mud, you pull up like up in, you know, Chocolat or Little Batty or somewhere like that. You know, that mud, that almost ink black mud when it comes out and it's wet, it has its own smell too. Ben says tunnel exhaust. The candle would be tunnel exhaust, sold in two sizes, Wallace and Bankhead. That's funny. Pat says nothing would beat the smell quite like a freshly fired weapon. And since it happens every day around here, I'm going to go with that smell. Yeah, that's a... I do get what you're saying, but that's one that I like. I think one that smells like cordite, a candle. I do love the smell. Yeah, about to the point, like, I mean, it's just us here talking. Have you ever smelled the spent round? You sit there like, shotgun shell or rifle brass. It's okay. You're in good company here. It's okay. I do it too. It smells really good. I don't know why, but all right. Let's see. So, yeah, a candle that smells like cordite. I like that. Ego-driven starstruck. Trump, says Texter. Ultra runner. Your French is far better than mine. All I know is that their trails are steep, their cuisine is fine, and their women are a little hairier than I'm accustomed to. Ooh la la. Unnamed Texter. It was clear well before the diary that Fauci loved him and Fauci. No medical professional in charge of the pandemic response should have ever done all the cute media stuff like throwing the baseballs out at the Nats game. So you do remember that, because I didn't just imagine that. He did throw the ball out, and then they had the bobbleheads. Motorman said the Bankhead Tunnel would have a lid. Billy D said, when I was in the union, I was told to drive the truck by the digesters to see who went drinking in the night before. But to see if you make them ill. Okay. And Michael says, very good. Said, first of all, your man Clint is awesome again. Fix an old field lining machine for me for our soccer fields and fix up my 9-year-old with her new bike. Great dude. Yeah, Clint, an adventurer with bicycles. Good guy. Good guy. And the bicycle thing, just a side note. I mean, once again, I live this life. If you're going to give a bicycle as a gift, maybe it's around Christmas. If you've done this before, you get a box with the parts in it. You're trying to put it together the night before. Or Santa is, sorry. Get somebody who's a pro to put the bike together. It really is nice. Mike also says, also, I can still smell the Perdido mud after Ivan that flooded our family house. Is that smell? We need to compare and contrast. Like I know Delta mud and Bay mud smells quite well. I know river swamp mud smell, which is not nearly, doesn't nearly have the essence of like a Delta mud. So further up river, that mud, I know those smells. I don't know if I could pick out the Perdido. Yeah, let me know. But you do get the smell, like, I know for Dolphin Island, after you've had H-words and tropical storms and sweeping out, there's a smell to that saltier mud. Yeah, and you, oh, absolutely know the salt mud in the salt marshes. That's its own smell as well. So, but these are ideas. These are good. You get them on the text line, but make sure you go over to facebook.com/FMTalk1065 and put your scent in the list that's being compiled right there. Another, saw, I guess, the first mention of this yesterday, maybe, an update here. This from WPMI, Miami BC 15. My friend Andrew Ramey said, state representative criticizes perp walk and questions charges against former Pritchard chief. Now, so we're talking about State Rep Napoleon Bracey is criticizing the handling of the investigation into the Pritchard Police Department and the arrest of former Chief Walter Knight and Major Aaron Tucker. Brady released a statement on social media Sunday calling the charges against Knight and Tucker excessive and questioned whether the investigation has gone beyond pursuing justice. Representative, I think it's just getting started. Says Knight and Tucker were indicted on charges of second-degree theft by deception and using their official positions for personal gain. Prosecutors allege the two were double-dipping by receiving payments for private funeral escorts while they were on the clock in Pritchard. A quote from Bracey said, "What began as an investigation is beginning to look more like a witch hunt. I'm concerned that this has become an effort to discredit and dismantle the Pritchard Police Department." To discredit? Really? To discredit? And it says, it goes on to say, and ultimately destroy the city of Pritchard rather than pursue justice fairly. My God. Really? Not try to be a fair-minded person, often to the chagrin of many. They're, you're being too... That's just dumb. Discredit? Just what's out right now. And I may or may not know that other things will come out. That this is an effort to discredit. So, even, and the argument would be, okay, well, they just, they were double dipping by doing funeral escorts while they're on the clock. That's not a big deal. I think what I'm pulling from this statement from Representative Bracey. First of all, when you are in charge of a police department that is that chock-a-block full of failures and crimes, even if you didn't double dip for, you could say, well, that's not as big a deal. Okay. Fine. Do you think that running a department, you know, the buck stops, the whole thing, you're the head of the department, all this other crap is going on, and you would be, in my opinion, that's the crime. I mean, you could throw in, if they wanted something specific to make the first arrest, a double dipping for the funeral escorts. That's not the big story. The big story here is you're running an absolutely corrupt department. And I've pointed out, too, the number, if a third of the things that have been alleged here, and have been, you're innocent until proven guilty, okay? But if those, a third of the things that have been alleged, these folks are, that with Pritchard PD are found guilty of, then there is, it's got to be damn hard for somebody in that department who might not have been committing them to not know what's going on. If you're the chief of police and that stuff is going on and you're not aware of it, either you're not coming to work and you're asleep or you're okay with it. So this is kind of, this is a red herring argument. To say, well, it's, you know, they were just double dipping, getting, you know, private funeral escorts while they're on the clock. Because that seems, out of all the things listed, not that bad. Okay, that's like, yeah, it's just, not that bad. That's not the thing. That's a red herring thrown out for somebody to chase. The thing is, you're running, you're the head of a department where all this, like I said, if just a third of it ends up being confirmed, you're over that. And you're telling me you didn't know? Come on. And Bracey goes on to say, criticized the way the Mobile County Sheriff's Office arrested Knight and Tucker, objecting to what's commonly known as a perp walk. He said Knight was surrounded by officers with rifles drawn and paraded in his police uniform. Bracey called the move unnecessary and deeply disrespectful. Okay, let's argue this, too. Well, go on. He said, it appeared to design not simply to arrest him, but to publicly humiliate him and destroy his reputation before he's had his day in court. Right. If you are going to show the public that you treat people that are suspects, right, that are accused of a crime, if you perp walk whoever is not in law enforcement, I would say you would do it even more for law enforcement. They're held to a higher standard. And so if you're going to get confidence that there is justice out there, then I had no problem with that. And if he is found innocent or not guilty, you could say, look, all that was about nothing. I didn't do anything wrong. But to say that it's, we can go back to the quote here, that this was done in an effort to, quote Napoleon Bracey, to discredit and dismantle the Pritchard Police Department. I think they've done that on their own, Representative. I think Pritchard PD did that on their own. And then said, ultimately, to destroy the city of Pritchard. Pritchard's done that on its own. New mayor there, changes are coming. I have a good feeling in my heart that things may turn around for Pritchard. But to say that's why the arrests were in the perp walk, to, enough, enough. Even if no other charge would come out, you're telling me that you don't think being the chief of that department, you don't have some culpability in that? All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
What they're saying, the real field temperature, I think us old folks call that the heat index, 117, 98 beautiful degrees. As we roll on a Tuesday here at Midday Mobile, text line here at Thomas, which is funny, brings back memories. Thomas says, thank you. Does anyone remember GAF smell around Florida Street? Yet the old G, I remember this, Thomas, I think I remember the smell. I know that we used to play T-ball at GAF Park. There's a picture. I think we're the Yankees that year in the yellow jerseys with the socks pulled up, I mean, to your knees. 1980s. That's how we rocked it. Yeah, that's where I played my T-ball, GAF Park. People said that pictures of Fauci throwing out the first pitch at the Nats game. Funny. All right. Back to this Pritchard story here, what Napoleon Bracey had to say. Tim, first up, said, Sean, that's probably something that they chose to get him on. No telling what kind of other evidence they had. It's kind of like getting somebody for mail fraud. Ding, 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 ding. Tim, I agree. I agree. Let's take it out of that. If other things may come out. If you're in charge of a department and all those things were going on for all those years, you're telling me you wouldn't have any knowledge of it? Now, I don't know exactly what that charge is, but that to me is enough. Scorverine said Napoleon Bracey's always accusing of that sort. He sued Austell for racial discrimination when he was probably just a bad employee. Notice not one black politician, figures, and Drummond has said anything about Pritchard police corruption, just nagging about the sheriff or the DA. You know, I want to point out, too, that the people in Pritchard, not everybody, but the majority of people in Pritchard are black. And the people not being served, not being given justice, not being given protection to be safe in their own homes, they themselves are also black. Back when the sheriff's department started, you know, supplementing in Pritchard, they said, oh, there's racist, the police, well, sheriff's department coming in. Well, first of all, there's black folks and white folks on their sheriff's deputies. And then the people that live there, a lot of folks that live are black. So it's racist that you're trying to provide public safety to those people? It's just stupid. All right, unnamed texter. Oh, no, this Alan in Baldwin County said, Sean, yesterday when I saw the story about Representative Bracey's comments on the situation in Pritchard, I thought, oh, man, I got to make sure I listen tomorrow because Sean is going to have a fantastic take and you did not disappoint. I agree with you 100%. You were reading my mind. I saw it and I'm like, what world are you living in? Was disrespect. And on top of the just justice served, you have got to show people that if you're going to be for public safety, you don't put up with it no matter whether you have a badge and a uniform or not. David says with a double dipping charge, the DA can leverage a plea deal that forces Pritchard officer's resignation in exchange for no jail time and probation. Yeah, but I think there's probably something also. I think there's probably something else coming. Mommy Issues said there has been plenty of cops who either broke the law. Spousal abuse with no perp walk, cops get off easy, which I disagree with that. Not that they get off it, but you should show justice being applied no matter who you are. The blindfold of justice, right? Jason says, nowhere in Bracey's comments did he mention the people of Pritchard or the victims of Knight's incompetence. Damn right, Jason. He only defended the indefensible, and how could anyone from Pritchard ever vote for Bracey again? I don't know. And I mean, to say, too, that the idea of this pursuit of the corruption from a federal level now and at a county level is to, let me get the quote right. Let me put words in the man's mouth. I'll just use what he says. Let's go. What began as an investigation, this is a quote, Representative Bracey, what began as an investigation is beginning to look more like a witch hunt. I am concerned that this has become an effort to discredit and dismantle the Pritchard Police Department. They have done that on their own, Representative. An effort, you didn't have to effort very hard to discredit and dismantle the Pritchard PD. And goes on to say, ultimately destroy the city of Pritchard rather than pursue justice fairly. Who wants to destroy the city of Pritchard? Because none of the other municipalities want to incorporate it. No, they're fixing this very bad thing that's going on. It's good. It's good for Pritchard. Right now, with what I know, Mayor Davis is good for Pritchard. Patty says one name I've not heard in this Pritchard debacle is Jimmy Garner. Jimmy Garner, yeah, former mayor. Didn't a lot of this happen under his leadership. I'll leave it at that with All right, coming back, Scott Johnson with Land App joins us. How much money did the state give away for businesses to come here? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we return.